host Quinn Niblock, and today we will be discussing what it means to live a digital life. I'd like to clarify before I give my own definition. I think living digital lives may not mean that technology plays an all-encompassing role in one's life, although it can mean this. Rather, technology becomes a supplement to various aspects of life, such as communication, entertainment, and task completion. However, I believe that what can also be factored into this definition is the exploitative nature of digital technologies, especially that of digital media. Digital media, specifically social media platforms such as Instagram and Facebook, are notoriously addictive. So living a digital life means balancing not only the benefits and potential utility of digital technology, but also the potential pitfalls like addiction. One notable way technology has benefited society is creating far-reaching interconnectivity. Global communities are now able to diffuse culture across oceans with the click of a button. Subsequently, cultural knowledge has become much more of an accessible resource. Digital media has undoubtedly fostered international connections in this way. Digital media has also allowed for the availability of information to become a nearly ubiquitous resource. Nearly limitless information can be reached just by having internet connection and a device that can make Google searches. While biases must be factored into the equation, the accessibility through internet in and of itself is a massive innovation that significance cannot be understated. While there are numerous benefits other than this to digital life and the technological innovation in the past two decades, there are arguably just as many drawbacks. I believe there was a serious lack of ethical forethought into many digital media platforms and technologies. Seemingly the status quo for many American corporations, but anyways, ethically, addiction is at the forefront of the conversation as previously mentioned. However, there are many other areas to consider, such as algorithmic bias. Some have stressed the racial implications, like in the example of facial recognition software bias against darker-skinned individuals. However, there are also algorithmic biases on a variety of platforms. Take, for example, copyright striking by major music conglomerates on YouTube. Conglomerates are able to use AI to sweep YouTube videos and instantly copyright claim or make a claim to the revenue the video generates without much availability for recourse by the YouTuber. This is just one of the ways corporations can use their resource to bully the small on various social media platforms through AI and algorithms. One final way I've noticed serious negative effects is through online bullying. Due to the anonymity provided by the internet, bullying and hateful commenting has become commonplace in nearly all forms of content that allow for commenting. Overall, I think we must consider the implications of both the negatives and the positives. Although digital media and innovation alongside it are here to stay, considering ethics is a necessary task that must be undertaken to see social progress as the world becomes more and more digitized. Thank you.